Good morning. I'd like the children to come up front, please. Good morning, guys. How are you today? Christ is in our midst. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I have a question to ask you as we begin. Does anybody know who wrote the gospel reading I just read? Jalen? Luke. Very good. How did you know, Jalen? Because your mom told you? Yeah, see, I knew it was that. I said, and it's, you know, that's really good. You didn't lie or anything. But also, another way you can tell is just when I begin, I say, the reading is from the Holy Gospel according to, and today I said, Luke. Okay, so I said who the writer of that gospel was. So just keep your eyes, your ears listening for that, okay? All right. I need a volunteer here. Who would like to be a volunteer? You want to be a volunteer? Okay, come sit, stand up here next to me, Ezra. Do you know how to play tag?
Yeah.
Well, how do you play tag? Like if you're it,
yeah.
What do you try to do if you're playing tag and you're it? You try to touch someone else and then they become it. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
That's how it works. Very good. And so let's play tag, but we're only going to play a two-person tag, just two-person tag, okay? That means it's just you and me playing.
No.
Just you and me playing. So I'll be it at first, okay? I'll start. I'll be it. Now I have to tag someone, and if I tag them, they're it. And then whoever becomes it wants to tag someone, and then they can become it, okay? You're it. Oh, you come over. You're it. You're it now, so you have to tag someone and make them it, but it's only the two of us playing. You're it. You're it. You're it. You're it. Very good. You were a very good player. Now, who has played tag before? Now, what kind of tag is better? Two-person tag or lots of people tag?
Lots of people tag.
So what's the difference? Why is lots of people tag, why is that more enjoyable? You did a good job. You can sit down now. Thank you. Why is lots of people tag better, more fun? Because when there's more people, it makes it a little bit more interesting too. It's not just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Now I want you to think about that a little bit as we talk about the gospel reading today. Jesus said, that he wanted us to love our enemies, to love those who aren't even nice to us. And that can be very difficult. He said that we should love our enemies, that we shouldn't judge other people, that we should forgive other people, that we shouldn't play two-person tag. No, he didn't say that, but he did say all those other things I mentioned. He did say those other things. And so when we only love the people that love us, and this was what Jesus was concerned about, he said, most people only love the people that love them. It's kind of like two-person tag. I love you, and you love me. I do nice things for you. You do nice things for me, I do nice things for you, and you do nice things for me. It's kind of like two-person tag. But Jesus says, follow me. Follow me, and when you follow me, meaning Jesus, when you follow Jesus, you can be kind to everyone. You can love everyone. Because the love we have comes from Jesus. It doesn't come from just us. It comes from Jesus. So it's really important for us to love all people, to pray for people. Even if there was someone mean to you at school or someone said something that hurt your feelings, you know, in your prayer time you could say, Lord, bless, let's say his name is Sam.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not saying it's Sam, but let's just pretend it's Sam. You could say Sam hurt your feelings. You could say, Lord, bless Sam today. I know he hurt my feelings, but I ask for your blessings on him anyway. Sometimes that's hard to do because we don't want good things for the people that make us feel bad. But we should pray for them, and we should be kind, and we should be loving to all people. And that's what Jesus taught us today. Okay, so let's stand up, and we're going to pray together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. O Lord our God, you taught us to love each other. You taught us to love not just those who love us, to be kind to not just those who are kind to us, but that we should be kind and loving to all people. Because, Lord, you are kind and loving to all people. We give you thanks and glory and ask for your blessing upon these, your children, and all your faithful. For you are holy now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Okay, you can go back to your seats now.